I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Al-Qaeda is urging Syrian rebels to use their new power to target Christians. Mega Voices' Daryl Templeton tells us,
we know that the rebels don't look favorably upon Christians, and they're trying to set up a caliphate. So we Christians are seen to be the infidels and the enemy to such a regime. And so they are unfortunately going to be targeted, I think, perhaps even worse.
Whatever happens, Templeton urges,
we need to be praying for our dear brothers and sisters that they will be bold, that they will be salt and light in their communities, in their families, and that the Lord will allow them to share the good news with many more.
And finally, an audio Bible is more than just convenient listening. For those who can't read, it's freedom to learn about Jesus. On a recent visit to Egypt, Eric, we met of Uncharted Ministries, joined team members to visit a Syrian refugee couple and talk about the gospel. The wife was in and out of the room to serve tea and coffee. One man noticed that she was listening at the door, so he invited the woman back into the room, pulled out an audio Bible, and played the Gospel of John.
And afterwards, there's some discussion, and the husband tells our team, he said, this is good that you would bring this Bible for my wife because she cannot read, she cannot write, and so a paper book is no good. It is good that you bring an audio book so that she can hear this.
Would you pray for this couple to come to know and love Jesus as they learn more about him from his word? Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.